But don't forget these lump sum payment plannings. You know, those of us who are self-employed, every quarter we have to pay taxes, right? So, you know, some of us are like that. So plan for that in your budget. It must be included in your budget. All right, six tricks of the trade. Make at least a six-month commitment, and it will let you live into your budget. A six-month commitment. Again, balance your checkbook every month. Develop an agreement purchase amount with your spouse. In other words, we will not spend over $50 without talking to each other. Does that make sense? Maybe in your household it's $500. I am not going to spend $500 unless I talk to my spouse about that. Whatever that number is, talk about it, write it down, and know that you will not spend over X number of dollars until I talk to my wife or my husband about that, if you're married. All right. Avoid impulse market mentality. Now let's think about this. If you have a habit of running into a Quick Mart two times a day, that's 60 stops per month. And let's say each time you run in there, you buy a candy bar and a cup of coffee that costs you $2. That's $120 a month, or $1,440 a year. Can you use $1,440 in your budget? I know I can. All right, so think about that. Avoid impulse market mentality. Avoid using ATMs. Please avoid using ATMs. And six, destroy any credit card you have and replace it with a Visa or MasterCard debit card. Cut up your credit cards. You'll probably get sick of hearing me say that. Now, some of you are much better than I am, and you might be able to handle a credit card, but 99% of us aren't good at that. And plus, you don't want to give someone 21%. Do you really? When you sit down and think about it. So cut up your credit cards. Use debit cards instead. All right. A final word. Ever since Jamie and I have been married, we haven't been very good at it here, and we're going to correct that. But ever since Jamie and I have been married, we have used what's called the envelope system. Anybody ever heard of the envelope system? Yeah, the envelope system. It's helped us out greatly. And these folks that I've been reading say the same thing. What this is, for instance, when you get paid, let's say you get paid at the halfway through the month and the end of the month. So for approximately 2 weeks, when you get paid, you take out all the money it takes for you to buy groceries in that two-week period, and you put it in a grocery envelope. You take out all the money for car gas that it takes, and you put that in a gasoline envelope. You know, you can use it for clothes. You can use it for anything you want in your budget. Take that money as cash when you get paid and put it in the envelope that designates it where you're going to spend that money. All right? Now, you take that envelope to the grocery store, and you only buy groceries out of your grocery envelope. You hear what I'm saying? So you have to be very careful. Whoever is responsible for groceries in your family has to be very careful, because guess what? When that envelope has no more cash in it, guess what? Hopefully, Dave calls that there's more month left at the end of your money, right? But it's a great lesson because it's physical. You can see it. It's not this something that's just in a bank somewhere and you can't really see it. You can see the cash in there. You know how much you have left. It works. It really works. It is a great thing. And I would strongly recommend this. This is a quick way, after you do your budget, to take care of impulse spending that I've mentioned before. So, now, remember, what did Genesis 2 talk about? We are to be good stewards of what we are given, right? Some of us are given a small amount. Some of us are given a large amount. But we are to take care, just like these two are going to take care of this beautiful baby girl. All right, that's a human life. But still, we need to think more about God's creation along those lines. That we need to take care of what we've been given. Amen? We need to spend cautiously. We need to help ourselves grow to a free point where we can truly, with joy, praise God for what God has given us, not wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning going, oh dear Jesus, how am I going to pay for my electric bill? You hear what I'm saying? That's what we're wanting to get to. All right. Let's pray.